The hospital's been around for more than 100 years. I'm sure that giving up independence to a big system was not a choice that was taken lightly.
Oh, certainly not. And back in 2010, our board of directors approved a 5-year strategic plan based on independence, but they didn't put their head in the sand. They continue to look to the future and challenge themselves on how to best serve this community for decades to come. And because of that, we launched a process back in October that led to a national search, and we were really pleased that our decision came right back here to West Michigan.
Why make the change now? It seems the hospital's just undergone some big capital improvements, and the reports to the community are that it's financially strong and even increasing services.
Well, we made the decision based on the long-term future of the hospital as we've been studying the Affordable Care Act and, you know, understanding the impact of sequestration and so forth. We really thought that, number one, we do our best thinking during stable times. And so we were looking out 10, 20, 30 years into the future and really felt like having a relationship with a nationally ranked health system such as Spectrum Health was the right way to serve this community for years to come.
Can you tell us a little bit more about how changes in federal health care law have shaped this decision?
Well, certainly the economics of health care, you know, are changing. That started in 2010 and continues to change with changes in reimbursement, a lot of speculation about what the impact of these exchanges, which are effective today for sign-up, will have on the industry. And certainly the call that we've had from both employers and patients to reduce prices. And so all of those together, I think, has created a situation where we need to harness some economies of scale, find ways to continue to improve our quality of care while reducing our cost and provide good value to our patients.
What do you think Spectrum Health will bring to the table for Ludington?
Well, what Spectrum has brought to the table for us is a guaranteed access to capital over the next 10 years. And so Spectrum has assured access to $46 million in capital investment over a 10-year period, and that's both for the physical plant, for our information systems, as well as for physician recruitment and retention strategies.
And then I understand you're going to be retaining the local board. But what powers does that board give up as Ludington Memorial joins Spectrum today?
Well, our local board will have continue to have responsibility for the day-to-day operation of our facility, for the quality of care that's delivered here. They'll continue to credential our medical staff. And Spectrum Health will have some reserve powers in terms of engaging in more debt in the future, or if we wanted to make a major decision that would affect our service lines and things of that nature.
Once again, that's President Mark Vipperman of, and he has a new title to get used to today, Spectrum Health Ludington Hospital. Thanks so much, Mark.
Thank you so much for your time. It was a pleasure.